History Pod Podcast, Episode 6. Welcome to the History Pod Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Joyce, and on this episode of the History Pod, we're going to talk about the warship Vasa. It's a Swedish vessel built in the 17th century that met a rather disastrous end. In fact, I believe one of the most disastrous ends in the history of naval warfare, as far as just the drama of what happened to this ship. So we're going to go through its construction, its maiden voyage, its disastrous end, and where it is now. Rather interesting history of a very interesting vessel. Hope you enjoy. In 1611, Gustavus Adolphus became King of Sweden and immediately implemented a broad policy of major militaristic expansion that would direct the course of Sweden's development for the following century. In these years, Sweden would rise to power as a prominent influence in the Baltic region, largely due to the work begun by Gustavus Adolphus. A large part of King Adolphus's expansionary tactics was a bolstering of Sweden's naval presence in the Baltic Sea. And with the Polish-Swedish War beginning in 1625 and the Thirty Years' War breaking out in present-day Germany in 1618, the political climate was right for such an expansion. Adding to the need for naval reinforcements was the loss of several key Swedish warships, including the flagship Tigern being captured by Poland, the Solen being sunk by her crew to avoid capture as well, and the flagship Christina being lost in a storm. As a result, King Adolphus ordered the construction of an array of impressive new warships that would strongly emphasize Swedish dominance in the Baltic Sea. The first and grandest of these warships would be the Vasa, personally designed by the king to be one of the largest and most capable vessels of the day. Despite some cost and labor pressures, construction on the 226-foot-long, 172-foot-tall ship began in 1626 at the Stockholm shipyards, with the vessel being ready for a preliminary launch in 1627. Between 1627 and its maiden voyage in 1628, the Vasa was put through a stability test to ensure that it would be seaworthy. Numerous concerns were raised due to the Vasa's unusually high profile and weight, which was concentrated much too heavily in the upper decks. This test consisted of having 30 sailors run from one side of the ship to the other and back again multiple times to ensure that the ship would not sway dangerously when rocked by winds. After the third run, the Vasa began to sway so dramatically that the test was called off. However, this failed test was never taken into consideration as construction finished up, but was rather brushed aside due to worries that the king would grow impatient. Thanks to King Adolphus's ambitious orders for large amounts of guns and ammunition to be loaded onto the Vasa, the ship possessed the greatest broadside of the time, meaning that the amount of firepower that could be deployed at once on one side of the ship was greater than that of any other vessel built before it. Additionally, the Vasa was decorated with copious amounts of statues, patterns, and other ornaments, with a motif of Roman and Greek symbolism present throughout, making this truly an impressive ship. As the king's impatience came to a peak, the Vasa made its maiden voyage on August 10, 1628, with three of its 10 sails set and its gun ports open for a salute to the king. With hundreds of spectators looking on, the Vasa made its way through Stockholm's harbor on its way to a nearby naval outpost. As the ship reached the edge of the harbor, it was suddenly struck by a gust of wind, which filled its sails and sent it swaying to port side. This initial swaying eventually settled, and the ship stood upright again for a short time. But soon after, another gust rocked the Vasa even farther over to port side, far enough to allow water to rush in through the open gun ports. As water filled the lower portion of the Vasa, it tipped still farther toward port and, at the same time, sunk ominously into the water in full view of a shocked gallery of spectators. With only the tips of the Vasa's masts still remaining above the surface, crew members and passengers scrambled to reach shore safely, but not without the loss of several dozen lives as a result of the disaster. An official inquiry on the disaster was launched, and despite numerous interviews with surviving crew members and shipbuilders, no specific individuals were found at fault for the ship's demise. Rather, it seems that the ship's overall design and implementation were heavily flawed, and that Swedish shipbuilding technology at the time was simply not advanced enough to make a project as massive as the Vasa seaworthy. More than three centuries later, between 1959 and 1961, a series of incremental lifts brought the Vasa up from the seafloor and into dry dock where it would be excavated and analyzed. The Vasa has since been restored and preserved, and now resides at the Vasa Museum in Stockholm, acting as one of the city's most prominent tourist attractions. The story of the Vasa is a reminder that, while it is always inspirational to attempt the impossible, it is almost never wise to attempt the physically impossible. And that'll be all for this episode of the History Pod podcast. I hope you enjoyed the story of the warship Vasa. You can visit the History Pod online at historypod.everythingdigital.org. You can email me, alan@everythingdigital.org. That's alan@everythingdigital.org. And make sure, if you are not already subscribed to the podcast feed, either search for the History Pod in iTunes or go to the History Pod website and click the podcast feed link to subscribe. And that way you'll get the newest episodes downloaded when they come out to your computer. Other than that, thanks for listening and stay subscribed.